Morning. Thank you for joining this morning. Good to be with you. So perhaps we begin this morning by feeling into this alertness. This alert presence. This alert presence is present to sounds and to sights, sensations, tastes, touch. But this alert presence is not itself a sound. It's what hears the sounds. It's not the sights, it's what sees them. Not a sensation, it's what senses them. And the interesting thing about this alert presence is that you can use the alert presence to feel into the presence of this alertness. It's not something we look for with outward attention. It's not something that we search for like it's an object outside of us. Something we feel for and find immediately. There's an alertness. Something is on. Something is present to all of the different inputs of the sense field. This presence is vast and yet so close. It's closer than the sounds, closer than the sights, no matter how close those appear to be. It's closer than our breath. Matter of fact, it's what knows the breath. It's what watches the breath, what senses the breath. This alert presence is constant. It's the constant background on which all the temporary forms, sounds and sights, sensations, thoughts, feelings, all which is temporary. Is experienced by, through this alert presence. Rupert Spira likes to use the metaphor of a movie screen. It's actually the screen on which everything is experienced. And the screen, in essence, experiences everything. And when the movie's done, the particular movie of the hour, you've never seen people go to the front and like scrub the movie off the screen. You know, no one squeegees the screen. And that's because the screen is never affected by the movie, it reflects it. And that reflection never leaves a mark, never conditions the screen. The screen's unconditioned, unaffected, constant. The screen, this alert presence. This remains same condition, same state. Share a quote by Rupert Spira from The Transparency of Things. From a section, Consciousness is Self-Luminous. The Mirror of Consciousness. is the screen on which everything is experienced. And at the same time, it is that which experiences everything. The mirror of consciousness is the screen on which everything is experienced, and at the same time, it is that which experiences everything. The mirror of consciousness is the screen on which everything is experienced. And at the same time, it is that which experiences everything. So again, Rupert Spira, the image that appears in the mirror is made only of the mirror. Whatever appears in consciousness is made only of consciousness. The image that appears in the mirror is made only of the mirror. Whatever appears in consciousness is made only of consciousness. The image that appears in the mirror is made only of the mirror. Whatever appears in consciousness is made only of consciousness. So whether these words land very deeply, or whether these words sound like someone speaking in a manner that doesn't land, the alert presence remains unaffected. The alert presence just remains present, open, available. While the mind may have much to say about this or topics it finds more interesting, the alert presence is just present, present to all of it. The chatter in the mind, just like the birds, temporary appearances flashing across the screen of the constant, the permanent, the never changing. We can watch as attention goes out to sounds or down into the body for sensations or up to mind for thoughts. But what is it that sees that? What is it that watches the journey of attention? What is constant? And if it's constant, it means it's always here, always right now. There is not a moment where it cannot be looked for and then immediately discerned to be present. Rupert points to this when he writes, "When an object appears, it seems to color the mirror, and this coloring of the mirror seems to give the mirror object-like qualities. However, when the image vanishes, the mirror again becomes the transparent mirror. In fact, it always only was this." Transparent, constant mirror. This mirror of conscious knowing, this mirror of alert presence, which allows everything to reflect in it, reflect to it. And Rupert points to the fact that it's actually reflecting as it. And yet, when that it vanishes, the mirror is seen again as transparent. And it actually always was, always is, and always will be. He continues, consciousness is transparent and cannot be seen as an object in the same way that the glass out of which the mirror is made cannot be seen unless an object is being reflected in it. When an object is present, whether that object is a thought, a sensation, or a perception, the presence of the object enables us to perceive consciousness. That is, it enables consciousness to perceive itself, to experience itself. Hence the question, to what does that sound arise? By what is this thought known? Right? What feels the sensation? All those self-inquiry questions. Basically, bend consciousness back on itself. It takes attention, a kind of probing, tasting arm of consciousness, turns it around. To look at what's looking, to feel into what's feeling. To seek to know what's knowing. When an object is present, whether that object is a thought, a sensation, or a perception, the presence of the object enables us to perceive consciousness. That is, it enables consciousness to perceive itself, to experience itself. And in fact, consciousness is always perceiving itself in the presence and in the absence of an object. You know, what is it that knows this alert presence is present? So we just check, is there an alertness here? Is there a presence? Are we present to the alertness and alert to the presence? What knows that? How is that known? By what is that known? We don't give it to mind to figure out. Because consciousness is not an object, mind can go out and cognize. That's mind's really good at finding the temporary, the finite. Mind cannot find the constant, the infinite. Because mind arises in the constant, arises to the infinite. Mind is a temporary appearance in the constant alert presence. In essence, it can't turn around and look backwards. So we cannot use the faculty of the mind to sense into these quotes or this alert presence, to know it. As Nisargadatta says, to really know something, you must be it. And the good news is that we are it. We are this alert presence. We don't have to go out and look for it. We just relax and recognize that it's right here. One of my favorite iterations of this is by St. Francis. What we're looking for is where we're looking from. So all there ever is to do is relax back and let go of the temporary. A constant will always be there. Because it's simply not possible to let go of that which always is. Always has been, always will be. God's infinite presence expressing through and to, expressing as. And consciousness is just another term for God's infinite presence, or God's infinite presence is just another term for consciousness. A secular term. So Rupert writes, even if we do not realize it, when we experience an object, that is, when an object appears in consciousness, it is consciousness that is experiencing itself as that apparent object. An object is one of consciousness's modes of self-knowing. even if we do not realize it. When we experience an object, that is, when an object appears in consciousness, it is consciousness that is experiencing itself as that apparent object. An object is one of consciousness's modes of self-knowing. Even if we do not realize it, when we experience an object, that is, when an object appears in us, consciousness, to us, consciousness, it is consciousness that is experiencing itself as that apparent object. An object is one of consciousness's modes of self-knowing. Alert presence is another one of consciousness's modes of self-knowing. Consciousness both looks for the alertness and the presence and finds the alertness and the presence. So it looks from itself to itself and finds itself as itself, alert and present to all the modes of self-knowing. So what we do when we are being aware of awareness is we're tapping into one of consciousness modes of self-knowing. We're seeking to discern the one true self, and then we're resting in its embrace. No next. No doing, no effort. Just rest. And that brings us to the bottom of the hour. Thank you all for joining this morning. Pleasure being with you.